This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this month, which is Developmental Disability Awareness Month. And Katie Foley's with us. She's with the ARC of Northeastern Pennsylvania. This is the group that, I mean, the things they do for the incredibly special people we have amongst us, you can't say enough about them. And she is with us now. Katie Foley, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better. Especially that we're talking about the people that ARC helps. It just warms my heart. Tell us about Developmental Disability Awareness Month.
Sure. Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. You know, we at the ARC, obviously, we're very passionate about helping people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to, you know, live very fulfilling lives. And in 2011, the United Nations, declared March 21st to be National Down Syndrome Day. And, of course, this is the National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, and that's all of March. Mm. So, there's a lot of things that we do to try to support people with developmental disabilities. I myself am a parent of a child with autism, which is a developmental disability. And I'm an advocate for the ARC. And we support and try to help people who, you know, are affected by different developmental and intellectual disabilities.
ARC used to stand for the Association of Retarded Citizens, but your mission has broadened so much as you've taken on other disabilities. It is now just the ARC. You have a very broad mission, Katie Foley.
We do, yeah. Obviously the ARC has changed over the years. We began as, you know, a group of parents, you know, getting together to fight for their children. Now we are nationwide, and, you know, Northeastern Pennsylvania is just one chapter of the ARC and part of its missions. You know, we do a lot of things we try to help siblings of children with disabilities. We help with residential care, day programs, advocacy, shared resources. You can call into the ARC, and obviously if we can't help get you connected to the things that are important to you and your family, we'll find somebody who can help you. And of course, at the ARC, to honor Developmental Disability Month, we have a lot of things going on. In February, we kind of kicked everything off with the St. Peter's Cathedral Mass, the Mass of Awareness. You know, and we're always grateful because the Diocese of Scranton do this every year for us. And on March 20th coming up, we've got a sock hop at Misericordia. Mm. 26th, we've got our basketball game, which is our employees against the police department. So we've got a lot of things to try to help bring awareness, and this month is a great place to do that. And so I think it's important that people understand when it comes to developmental disability or any type of disability, and that is that, you know, they're people with a lot of gifts, a lot of things to share and to offer, and up until maybe 40 years ago, there wasn't a lot of inclusive opportunities, and hopefully the ARC helps to bring those things to the forefront to, you know, make it possible for people with different disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, which is what we cater to. That's our strong suit, and we try to help people the best we can, to bring those opportunities out. And a lot of the things that we do kind of hopefully helps to give that back to our community.
The sock hop that's taking place next weekend, next week, March 20th, celebrating National Down Syndrome Day, which is March 21st. I actually hope you or someone can call in on that day and tell us a little bit about National Down Syndrome Day as well.
Sure.
We play a clip of a young man with Down syndrome talking to Congress, and it does rock your socks. These are some of the most special, beautiful people on the planet.
I agree. And you know what? There's a lot of things I think that people are still unaware. For instance, we're showing a program on the 27th, and the 31st, it's a virtual program, and obviously all of these things are on the ARC website. But the purpose of this movie that we're showing is to talk about, a young man who's 21 and has a lot of different disabilities, and those disabilities do not prevent him from wanting all of the same things that you and I want. He's a young guy. He wants to go to college, wants to meet a girl, but he has a 350-pound wheelchair.
This is Samuel Habib, right?
Yes. And so,
Tell us about that. Give us that specific story. That's just grabbed my heart. It really did. March 27th, that's the Ride Ahead movie that's going to be featured.
Yes. Yeah, it's Ride Ahead, and Roseanne Polition, she's sort of our lead advocate. She's going to be heading that up. It's March 27th and the 31st. We put two dates. It's 6 p.m. at March 27th, and the 31st it'll be at 11:30 a.m. And it's virtual, so it's not something you have to go out and do. But if you want to see this, we're presenting it. You just reach out to her and she'll get the link for you. But Samuel Habib, he's a 21-year-old. He wants to date. He wants to leave home. He wants to go to college. A lot of people I speak to who have different disabilities, they want to have families. They want to, go out and have a drink with their friends. And I think that people who aren't around other people with disabilities can't understand that, everything that they have, all the same, needs and wants that we do. And this story of Samuel kind of helped drive that home, because you're getting into his life. You're seeing what the kind of things that he wants, how he's determined to make these things happen, and how the people, the support systems that he seeks out, kind of guide him through this.
Fantastic. Your work is outstanding. It's important. Let's repeat the red letter days and events for this month, and then promise me either you or someone else will come on with us on the 21st.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. Yes, definitely. Someone definitely will. Thanks for inviting us back. So we've got March 20th is the sock hop at Misericordia to celebrate National Down Syndrome Day. 26th is our basketball game. That's going to be at Scranton High School. The doors open at 5:30, and the game starts at 6:30. That's the ARC Nor'easters, that's our employees, versus the Scranton Police Department, which is a lot of fun to watch. And then our virtual showings of the story of Samuel Habib, The Ride Ahead, are 27th of March at 6 p.m., and the 31st of March at 11:30. And our website, where you can find all of these things, that is thearcnepa.org. And everything that I'm telling you about is on there. But I can't thank you enough for bringing me on here to talk about this.
We're going to play something that's dear to my heart. We're going to play something after the news next hour that says it all, particularly as we approach National Down Syndrome Day. Thank you so much, Katie Foley, for coming on. Make sure we get together for the 21st, one of the time slots, and continue this. You're doing great work. It's important work, and we thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate being on.
All right.
Thanks.
We will
Bye
be
now.
Back. Katie Foley, ARC, National Developmental Disability Awareness Month.